Hey, good evening, and welcome to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Tonight, a special tribute to Astro Boy. Astro Boy throughout the decades. We'll take a listen to some of the great music and songs that helped make Astro Boy the unique gem that it was, is, and will continue to be. We'll spotlight the great music from the 1960s version of Astro Boy, the 1980s version of Astro Boy, and the score for the 2003 version of Astro Boy. Plus, we'll have some bonuses, including some rare material and excerpts that were previously unheard in the American adaptations. I also have some interesting facts to share about the series that even diehard fans may not know. Let's start things off by focusing on the decade in which it all began. The 1960s, or 1963 to be exact. Right now, here's the original opening theme to Astro Boy, the English language version. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. The idea for anime series to have an opening and closing theme with lyrics, a majority of the time, actually, believe it or not, was inspired by the American version of Astro Boy. When the 1960s version of Astro Boy aired in Japan, originally the intro was just instrumental. However, Fred Ladd, who is a key decision maker in the localization of Astro Boy, along with others who worked beside him, decided to incorporate lyrics within the English-dubbed version of the 1960s opening theme, it was this, believe it or not, that inspired the Japanese for decades to have an intro and ending theme with lyrics within their shows. So while the Japanese version did eventually have an opening song with lyrics, it was influenced by the American version. Right now, here's the instrumental version of the Astro Boy theme, which served as the opening theme for a great deal of the series' run in Japan. As part of tonight's J-Pop Exchange, we are spotlighting the Astro Boy series and are paying tribute to the work of Osamu Tezuka, the creator of Astro Boy. Continuing to focus on the 1960s version of Astro Boy for the time being, right now, here's a piece of music titled Mission to Mars, which is a tribute to the second episode of Astro Boy. It's a great arrangement on the original Astro Boy theme.
Thank you.
listening to the J-Pop Exchange, right here on The Saint. The original 1960s version of Astro Boy had a lot of great background music. Unfortunately, a lot of this music is hard to come by, given the age of this series. However, that's not to say that the score is completely lost. Fortunately, some of the music was preserved. Right now, I would like to share with you some of that preserved music, courtesy of composer Isao Tomita.
Thank you.
Later on tonight's J-Pop Exchange, as part of our tribute to Osamu Tezuka and Astro Boy, we'll have a special and rare message that was recorded by Osamu Tezuka. He recorded this message in the 1980s. And speaking of the 1980s, Osamu Tezuka was directly involved in the creation of the 1980s version of the Astro Boy anime as well. At times, the 1980s version had a sad and melancholic tone, particularly for a show that would appeal to children. They dealt with some serious topics as well. Here's the original opening theme to the 1980s Astro Boy series. This will be followed by the closing theme to that series as well. Hope you enjoy. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Sino nakawa, pasig
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. For the last episode of the 1980s Astro Boy series, which, interestingly enough, when it was localized and dubbed into English, it served as the fourth episode. In any event, though, the last episode was titled Astro's First Love. And for this episode, in the Japanese version, Osamu Tezuka made a rare on-camera appearance and recorded a special message at the beginning of that episode. I would like to share with you that message. In order to preserve the original experience as much as possible, I'll only talk over it slightly. After the message concludes, I'll translate the rest.
皆さん、アトムはいつも靴を履いていますね。
Hello everyone. Astro is always wearing his boots, isn't he?
ご覧なさい。アトムの足はすらりとしてまるで女
の子の足のように見えます。Let's ask him to take them off. Astro's feet are graceful. They look like a girl's feet.
アトムの足はなんと女の子の足だったんです。このことはお茶の水博士しか知らない秘密です。実はこれには深いわけがあるんです。ある悲しい物語が。
That's right. Astro's feet are none other than a girl's feet. This is a secret that only Dr. Elefon knows about. There's a profound story behind this. A very sad story. In a moment, I will play a couple image songs, insert songs, that were used throughout the Japanese version of the Astro Boy series. And to a small extent, these songs were retained in the American version. I believe the vocals were removed, but they kept the instrumental portion of the songs. And it was also nice that they kept the original background music in the 1980s Astro Boy, just like they did in the 1960s. Before I play that song, the general gist of this profound and sad story is that Astro Boy befriends another female robot. And they form a very special bond, a first love, if you will. Unfortunately, later on in that last episode, due to circumstances beyond Astro Boy's control, this girl robot is mortally wounded, or I should say, her circuitry has been damaged completely due to an oncoming attack. And in tribute and in remembrance of her, Astro Boy makes a very special request. And that is to permanently wear her mechanical feet in tribute and in remembrance of her. Literally, a part of her will always be with him. And that is the gist of that story.
Atomu yo, omae to tatakau.Don't you say hello, dream in the dream. My friend, when you're smiling, loving, you love, I love, let it be. Cause don't you say goodbye. Futatabi aru hi niAkuma wo shite wa iru kedo don't you say hello, dream in the dream. My friend, when you smile and love you, love, I love that you be. Cause don't you say goodbye.
Do you know when Astro Boy's fictitious date of birth was? Stay tuned, because later in the show, I will reveal the answer. Our tribute to Astro Boy, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. We'll continue after a short break.